Okay, today's daf is daf yud tes. So let's take from the very, very top line. The Gemara was talking about how when it came to the din of a chulin, when it comes to a mikvah for the purpose of eating chulin, you do not require kavana. So Gemara now wants to know, how do you know that's the case? How do you know that you don't require kavana for that which is a chulin? It's not the Mishnah tells us, maseches mikvahos, gal shenislash ubo arbaim sa. So if you have a amount of water that had detached itself from a mayan, from a spring. We've discussed in the past the two basic types of mikvos. There's a mayan, and the mayan could be a flowing water. That's okay if it's, the source is a spring. And if there's a megashama, the megashama has to be in the location where it falls down. It can't be shuven, can't be drawn. It has to be in the place where it falls. But the mayan can have it detached from the source. So if you have a amount of water that was detached from a mayan, and there's 40 so in that water, v'nafal al ha'adam, it falls on top of a person. I don't know, guys in a waterfall, it falls on top of the person, v'yala kalim, and falls on kalim as well, tahor, and that is tahor. So katani adam dumya de kalim. And the fact that the Mishnah couples together man and kalim tells us that there's similar cases, meaning ma kalim de lo mechavni, just like kalim, there's no kavan of kalim, they have no das, obviously, and it works, it's effective. Af adam de lo mechavni, so too, the adam, when he's being purified by the mikvah, doesn't require kavan either. And this is the source, a suggestion as to how we know chulim doesn't require kavan when it comes to a mikvah. So Gemara said, Mimai, how do you know that's the case? Maybe the comparison should be understood as follows. Maybe it should really say, Dilma b'yoshef u'mitzape emasai yitole shagal askinan. Maybe we're talking about a situation whereby the person sitting there and waiting is anticipating, when's the waterfall going to fall on top of me? So he's expecting it to come. And now if that's the case by Adam, Kalim dum yud Adam. Now we could compare Kalim to that of a person. Meaning, ma Adam davar kavana, debar kavana, just like a person is subject to kavana. This is more of a question. Sorry, could you really say this? Ma Adam davar, debar kavana, af Kalim de mechavim lahu? You can't suggest where it's the Adam is yoshev in mitzapa, because how are you going to suggest that by Kalim? So it certainly must be a case that there was no kavana involved. If you're going to tell me maybe the Yoshi Matapa, maybe you're talking about the case of Yoshi Matapa, and the person somehow is anticipating it coming. In the end of the day, Maila Meir, what's the Chiddush? What would the Chiddush be? The Adam is Yoshi Matapa. Of course it's good. That means there certainly was Kavana. What's the Mishnah telling us? What's the Chiddush? So Sakadaita Chamina, there was a Havmina to suggest that maybe it shouldn't work. Even if a person is Yoshev Umitzapa, he's anticipating the flow of water to come from the Mayan, maybe it shouldn't be effective. Ligzer, we should make the following Gezerah. Two suggestions. Dilma, Asila Mitba Bachardala Shagashaman. If we allow a person to be in the in the flow of a spring and the waterfall fall on top of him and that's going to work, he might think it also works by rain. If there were to be a rain that comes from elsewhere and then falls on him, a person might think that's good too, and it doesn't work. It's only by a mayan that a flow from a mayan works, but it doesn't work by Gishamim. So because of that concern, maybe there's a gezerah, it shouldn't work even if he's Yoshev Umitapa. Or Inami, alternatively, Nigzer Rishon, Russian Atu Kippin. Maybe there's another concern. That even in this case of Gal, that the flow of water fell on top of the person, it only works and the head, the end of it, where it's falling on top of the guy. But let's say there's some type of arc of the flow, and you stick it somehow in the middle of it, it doesn't work. It only works when it's on the ground, when it's mamish form. But in mid-air, that doesn't work. That's called keeping. So the Gemara says, maybe the reason why we wouldn't allow a person to have a waterfall of mayan to fall on top of him, because maybe only Russian, we don't allow the head, the top of the bottom of the waterfall, which is good, ought to keep him. We might think the middle of the waterfall would be good as well, which it's not good. We'll see how we know that in just a second. Kamashma de Log Gazrin, the Chiddush is we're not goes there. If a person is Yoshev Metzapa, he's anticipating the waterfall to fall on top of him, it will be effective, and we're not concerned of Mei Gishamim, nor are we concerned of Kivin. That's all in the Havamina. And the Gemara says, how would we know de lo matpilin bekeepin? How do you know it doesn't work if you try to be Tovel yourself or Kalim and keep it? If there's an arc of the water, it doesn't work. The Tani, the Baisa clearly states, Matbilim b'Roshin, you're allowed to tovel in the head of the waterfall where it's on the ground, V'ein Matbilim b'Kipin, you're not allowed to be tovel of the water when it's in mid-air, the Fish Ein Matbilim b'Avir, there's a din, that mikvah must be, the karka must be in the ground, can't be in mid-air. That's all, again, a Havamina, how we're suggesting that Adam and Kalim are together, but in the end of the day, the Gemara says, we can't accept that suggestion necessarily. So Gemara says, Ella, maybe mihadatam. Maybe the following is a proof. The following mission, Maseches Machshirim, how we know that chulin doesn't require kavana when it comes to tevila. It says in the Mishnah Machshir in Paris, shenaflu lesoch amas hamayim. If fruit fall into some canal of water, upashit mishiyad of tameas. A person puts his hand in to retrieve the fruit, and his hands are tamei. And not long, he takes the fruit out. Yadav taharos, his hands become tar because he dipped his hands. He did tefillah with his hands. It works in the water. And the peros are eino b'chiyutan. What's b'chiyutan? We've discussed this in the past. But for food, in order for food to become tamei, there's a prerequisite that has to go through, touch one of the shiva mashkin, one of the seven liquids, has to come into contact with that fruit. So if I have an apple, and a person's tamei meis, the person who touches the apple does not become tamei unless the apple first comes into contact with water or honey or milk or any of the seven liquids. Now, in addition to that apple coming into contact with one of the liquids, it has to be done with intent. It can't be just accidentally water or milk fell on the fruit. It has to be done intentional. So in this case, since the fruit just fell in, that's not called machshir. That was unintentional. So the din is that the fruit are still ein b'chiyutan. It's not subject b'chiyutan, which means it's not yet hukshir l'tumo, but the hand become tahor. Why the hands tahor? Because even though I didn't have kavana, I was trying to retrieve the fruits. But the mice in my hands went into the water. That serves as a tefila. That's a raya that you don't require kavana for chulim. The Mishnah finishes off and says, "V'im b'shvil shiyudchu yadav." If, however, I took the fruit out and my intention was to wash the fruit, my hand to the fruit, then yadav taros, my hands become tar. That's no different than the reisha, and also the peros are harehem b'chiyutam, because since my intent was to wash the fruit, that is chiyutam. That is I'm interested in it becoming wet, and that is machshel tumah. Either way, what's clear here is we don't have to pay attention to the peros b'chiyutam. Our focus is here that the hands become tahor, even if the kavana was simply to retrieve the fruit and not to wash my hand. That's effective. So Gemara says, "Esiv Rabbi of Yad Nachman." He asks the question: "Hatovel lechulin v'hochzak lechulam." The person goes to the mikvah for chulin purposes. He's considered considered tahor for chulin purposes because he had kavana. Hochzak meant kavana. The guy was hochzak. He had kavana for chulin. It works for chulin, but also the ma'aser doesn't work. He's still tamei for the lacha of the ma'aser shining. So the Gemara's medayik, huchzak in, lo huchzak lo. Only when he had kavana, only when there's huchzak, was it effective. Sound like you require kavana for tefillah, even for chulim. And Gemara says, no. Hachi kamar, afa pisha huchzak lechulim, as lemaiser. But when it comes to chulim, you don't actually require kavana. If a guy goes into the mikvah, for no, and doesn't think about why he goes to the mikvah, he just goes into the water, it's good. And even if he has kavana, he's doing this for chulim, you might think since he has kavana, it should also work for Meiser. It doesn't work for Meiser. You have to have Kavana for Meiser alone. But Chulin, stand alone, Chulin does not require Kavana at all. So Eisvig, Gemara asks further, Tava v'lo huchzuk, let's say the guy goes to the mikvah, he doesn't have any Kavana at all, kilo lo tava, as if he didn't go to the mikvah at all. So my love, kilo lo tava klal, as if he didn't go at all, which means, if he goes to the mikvah, has no Kavana, it doesn't even work for Chulin. Sounds like you do require Kavana for Chulin. What says lo? Kilu lo tavel lemaiser, aval ena chanami tavel lechulim. If a guy went to the mikvah, didn't have any kavana, it doesn't work for maiser sheni, but it still works for chulim because chulim doesn't require kavana. Mara says, who savar, in the end of the day, Rav Nachman held, dachi kamadchile, he was just kind of pushing him off, and it wasn't really proof and disproof, and really he thought that this Mishnah said that you do require kavana for chulim. But nafik v'dak v'ashkach, he went out to do a little bit of research, and he found the Tanya, the Braisa says, Taval v'lo huchzak, it's a very clear Braisa, you went to the mikvah, you didn't have any kavana at all, says the Braisa, aser l'maiser u'mutter l'chulin. Here we have a very clear statement that even without any kavana at all, it is effective for chulin, and that's the raya among the many rayas that chulin doesn't require any kavana. So Gemara now says, relate to this topic, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tavel v'Allah, the guy goes into the mikvah, he comes up from the mikvah, and then he has kavana to become tahor. Machzik atmo l'chol mashiyirta. He has kavana, doesn't say for what. He just says, I have kavana for going to the mikvah. Doesn't specify, doesn't have in mind for chulun or mais or truma. He just says, I want to be tahor. He goes in, that tevila is effective for whatever it wants to be effective for. So asks the Gemara, Meisive, we have a brayse that says, Odehu raglei achas mevayim. Let's say a guy went to the mikvah and he's coming up and his bottom foot is still in the mikvah. huchzok le davar kal, machzik atmo le davar chamur. So if he's kavana to be matar for that which is less of a stringent, it's going to work also for that which is more stringent. But Allah, if he already left the mikveh entirely, shuveinu machzik, his kavana is ineffective at that point. He's already released himself from the mikveh. Only when you're still part of the mikveh, even if it's the last foot of the mikveh, the kavana still works for whatever you want. But the moment you left it, the kavana at that point is too late. So my love, if it's not talking about a case, einu machzik klal is not talking about a case that if he left the mikveh and he didn't have any kavana, does not mean he didn't have any kavana at all while he was in the mikveh, which means it doesn't work for nothing. If it works for nothing, it's worthless. Shuveinu machzik tells us that you require some type of kavana for whatever you want it to be effective for. And what says, lo, not true. Odehu, if the regal achas is still in the water, afa pisha huchzik, even though he had kavana for something davar kal, it's machzik for that which is davar chamor, meaning the guy's kavana wasn't, he wasn't saying, I want a huchzik for chul. He just says, I want a kavana for it to be in the mikveh. Didn't say for what. That's effective as long as there's at least one foot is still attached to the mikveh. But Allah, once he leaves the water entirely, imlo huchzik, machzik, if he didn't have kavana, it still works, but vim huchzik ain't a machzik. So if he didn't have kavana for anything specific, so then it works for whatever he wants it. But if he was machzik for something specific, it won't be effective for anything else. So again, there's a couple of things here. If there's kavana for davar kal, it works for davar chamer. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Elazar, as long as you're still in the mikveh. But if a person had a chazaka for a specific item, a specific area for chulin ma'aser, then it actually won't work for anything else. So that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying, that as long as there's like stam kavana for works for anything that you want to, as long as you're still attached to the mikveh. But if you have specific kavana, then it won't work for another area that's more chamer.
But in the Amar, in the Brisa said, Amar Rabbi Elazar tavava Allah. So you're saying he's still.
I think it's saying here that the Tava, he went to the mikvah, the initial tevila was that he had kavana for whatever he wanted to have kavana. That's davar kal, that's what it means. Tava of Allah, stam, he had stam kavana, that works for anything that he wants.
Even if he's out of the mikvah.
No, that's referring to the initial one. This initial tevila was such a tevila that he had kavana for whatever he wants it to be. That's called Masha Yirtza. As opposed to if you had Tevila, I want it specifically for Chulin only, that's very specific, then that won't work for anything else. I think that's the difference between a Davar Kal versus not. So then the Gemara says, Mantana, who's a Braisa who holds that Odeh Ragla Achaz B'mayim, if the leg is still in the water, so that it's still considered connected to the ground, who holds such a thing that even though my body's out of the mikvah, my leg, my toes are still in, that kavana, whatever has happened in that time, is still effective. Who holds that way? Amar Rebbe Pedas, that's Rebbe Yehudi. The Mishnah tells the Maseches Mikvos, mikvah shenimdad v'yeshbar bamsa. You measure the volume of a mikvah. Turned out there are 40 sa there. Mechuvanus, exactly 40 sa. The Yardu Shnaim, two people go into the mikvah at the same exact time. V'tavlu zachazeh, one goes after the next. Harishon tahor v'asheni tame. Why? Because the Rishon comes in, he walks out, there's definitely going to be many droplets of water that are still on him, which means by the time the second guy gets there, there's less than 40 sa. Comes along now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, im hayu raglav sharishon nogos b'mayim, if when the first guy's leaving, but his foot is still coming, is still in the mikvah, the second guy descends into the mikvah, that's actually going to be affected, because as long as his foot is connected to the mikvah, all the water on his body is considered as if it's in the mikvah at the time, even though physically it's not, but it still had the halakhic connection of all the water being there, that will be effective. Af hasheni tower. So just like here, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the first guy's leg is still attached to the mikvah, we connect all the water, so to the guy's leaving the mikvah, his foot's still in the water, his kavana at that point could also affect the ma'isa tefillah. So this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So comes along now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuh. This machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether if the first guy's leg is still there, it's going to help the second guy or not. It's bimalos dirabban, referring to different tumas that on a dirabanan level, that since the tumah we're talking about is only dirabanan, Rabbi Yehuda's mekel, he allows it to be effective. When it comes to vavatumah, darais tumah, vavatumah, the tahara, divra kol hasheni tami. When it comes to a din daraisa, Tumah deraisa, we have to be much more machmer. Even Rabbi Yehuda will say that it won't be effective. The second guy's tefillah will not be a good tefillah. And that's exactly Haini Dera Pedas. That's what he held, that they're arguing only on a Dera Bana level, but a deraisa level, everyone agrees it will not work. But there's an ikadamri, there's another version of how this machlokes went, which is as follows. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, machlokes betuma latara. The truth is they actually debate on a deraisa level. Of Abimala's Dirabana, when it comes to Tumah, that's only Midirabana, Divri Akol Afasheni Tahor. Everyone would agree, even the Tana Kama would agree in this case, that it would be effective for the second person. And according to this understanding, Pligidir Padas, this argues about Padas, because according to this, that everybody holds everyone would hold that it would not be effective. Everyone would hold by Malz Darbanon, Din Darbanon, that the last leg would work. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda holds that the leg's attached to the mikvah, but even Tanakam would hold if the leg's still in the mikvah, it still would be good as well. So this is against Rabbi Padas, who felt only Rabbi Yehuda holds this way, but this Ikidamri holds that both of them would hold that the Rega Achas in the mikvah, the Kavana would still be effective in that case. So now the Gemara says, Amr Ula by Minei Rabbi Yochanan. They ask a question from Rabbi Yochanan as follows. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that if the person's leg is still attached to the mikvah, it's ke'ilu, the entire mayim is all together in one place. So they ask the following interesting question. Mahu lehatbil mechatin vitsinorios. Are you allowed to dip certain types of small fork, small kalim, biroshel shalrishon, on the head of the first guy? So imagine the following. Reuven goes into the mikvah, and now he's coming out of the mikvah, and his leg is still attached to the mikvah. He's got water on his body, water on his head. Could a guy go ahead, now Shimon, take a little fork and put it in the hair of Reuven and use that as an effective mikvah? Is that still connected as one? So the Gemara in essence is asking, I'll say this outside, then we'll look at this inside. We understand that if Shimon goes into the mikvah itself, that's in Rehuda hold. We view all the water that's on Reuven, ke'ilu it's in the mikvah. It's good achas. The word coming downwards. Downwards is allowed, maybe based on the logic of gravity. The water on his body and Reuven, we view it as all being the mikvah. So when Shimon goes in, it's good. But to say the opposite now, we want Reuven's head to be the mikvah. Are we going to say that all the mikvah in the water, ke'ilu it came up, good asik, on the head of Reuven, and then Shimon could dip a fork into Reuven's head? Would that be effective? That's another chiddush. So that's the question in the Gemara. So again, Mahu lahatbil mechatin vitsinorios birosho sharishon, the head of the first guy. Do we say good achas islay the Rabbi Yehuda? Only the water on the body we kilu, we allow to go downwards. That's where he says it's okay. However, good asik lislay, but to allow the water to ascend to the head of Reuven, that much we don't gain. That's too much of a chiddush that he wouldn't allow. Or perhaps Dilma, good asik nami islay. Maybe he holds good achas and also good asik. We can view the water in the mikvah as being elevated onto the head of Reuven and it be an effective mikvah. So what's the answer? Amr Li, Rabbi Yochanan said, Tanisua, we have a brayse that says, Shalosh gimamios benachal. The three sections of water when it comes to a river that's flowing. There's He'elyona, Hatachtona, Vemtseyos. The top, the bottom, and the middle. He'elyona, Vatachtona, the top and the bottom, Shel Esim Seh. So let's say the following scenario, whereby the top part of the Nachal has 20 sa, and the bottom part has 20 sa. Vemtsayis shall arbamsa, and the middle section has 40 sa. This is the scenario. For chardalis shall gishamim overes beinem, and there's some rainwater that passes through. Rabbi Yehuda connects these different pieces. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meir Hayomer, we quote from the name of Meir that matbil belyona. You're allowed to tovel in the top one. That even though the top one doesn't have 40 sa, the top one only has 20 sa. But since it's connected to the lower parts, we know rivers always flow downward, with the exception of one, they always flow downwards. So the Elyona, which means it's flowing downwards, so how could you flow? How could you dip in the Elyona? Elyona only has 20 sa. Must be that the lower parts of the river we can view as being good asik, as being elevated to the Elyona, so too the water of the mikvah we can view as going on the head of the Rishon, we would say good asik. And that's the suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hatana, but doesn't the Brisa say elsewhere, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer going on top of Bezav, it's a short daf. Meir Haya Omer, Meir would say, Matbil Bel Yona, even though Meir himself would allow you to be Matbil in the El Yona, and he might hold of good asik, Vani Omer, I personally, says Rabbi Yehuda, Betachtona Velo Bel Yona, I only allow you to be Tova in the lower part, where all the water is going down, which is only good achis, but I wouldn't allow you to be Tova in the El Yona, because that's good asik. I don't hold of good asik. And the Gemara says, Amr Lei Itanya Tan, if you found the Brisa, it's a Brisa. It must be a good Brisa, in which case the Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of good Asik. He only holds of good Achas. So now the Gemara says, three lines down here, Yud Tesim and Beis. Says the Gemara, Atovel, l'chulin, rosuk l'chulin. We know if a person goes to the mikveh with kavana only for chulin, it's good for chulin, but it's not good for ma'aser sheni. So Gemara says, my money masis, and who authored the Mishnah that says this? Rabbanan, he must be Rabbanan, d'shani l'hu bein chulin l'ma'aser. Must be the opinion of Rabbanan, who hold there's a distinction between a chulin and ma'aser sheni in general. And that's why kavana for a chulin does not work for ma'aser. There are two different levels. We have different madregos. There's, chatas, and there's kachim, and there's chuma, and there's ma'aser, and the chulin. Ma'aser and chulin are two different categories, according to Rabbanan, and that's why kavana for chulin does not work for ma'aser. It's a higher level. However, if you look at the Seifa, Ema Seifa, which says, Big Day Am Haaretz, Midras Leprushim. If you have an Am Haaretz who doesn't follow the halachas, his clothing is considered Tameh. For a person who a prushin, a person who keeps halacha, he eats chulin batara, even though he's not eating truma, he's not eating kachin, but he treated his chulin as a high level. He only ate it with tara. So if a parish sits on the clothing of an amharitz, he becomes tamer. And big day prushim midrash la'ochle truma. And those who eat chulin batara, that's considered tamer for those who eat truma, which is a higher level. We have all these different levels. Now, what's not mentioned in this whole series in the end of the mission, the Seifa, it doesn't distinguish between one who eats chulin to ma'aser sheni. It only makes a distinction between chulin and jumps right to truma and then kachim to chatas. What happened to chulin and ma'aser? Must be that the Seifa holds that there's no distinction between truma, rather chulin and ma'aser. It's the same category. So how could the Reisha say that there's a distinction between chulin and ma'aser, lagabe kavana of the tefillah? But the Seifa makes no such distinction. It sounds like it's the same exact category. It must be that goes according to Asan the Rabbi Meir. That the Shita Rabbi Meir, Damar Chulin and Meiser, Kadal Hadade Ninu. That they're the same category. So who authored the Mishnah? Was it the Rabbanan who holds there's a difference between these Madrigals? Or Rabbi Meir holds that it was the same category, Chulin and Meiser Sheni? And the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer Rabbi Meir, we're going to say that two different people authored the Mishnah, that the Reisha is according to Rabbanan, and the Sefer is according to Rabbi Meir. Where it says, in Reisha Rabbanan of a Sefer Rabbi Meir. And we have that sometimes. Sometimes we're satisfied. We have no better answer. Yes, they had two different authors of the Mishnah. But comes along now, Rabbi Acha, and says as follows. Rabbi Acha Barada, Masilei B'Sefer, Chamesh Malos. Even though the way our Mishnah has it, only four levels, it has Chulin, jumps to Chuma, then Kachim to Chatas. He actually had a Girsa where there are five Madrigos. There is Chulin, then Meiser, Chuma, Kachim, and Chatas. According to this, we would have another distinction, even a Seifa, and a Mokila Kula Rabban, and Rabban did in fact write and author the entire Mishnah. That same distinction of Chulin and Meiser that exists in the Reisha also exists in the Seifa. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, short daf, and then Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow. Yeah, these are not easy.